Hello, friends. Stan Hootie, business editor with the Daily Gazette family of newspapers. Each week, I travel across upstate's New York capital region and meet interesting people talking about exciting things happening in their lives. I also have the pleasure of working with a host of talented writers who cover a variety of topics on a weekly basis. Some of those interactions begin as assignments, some as random meetings, but through these fortunate opportunities, I like to think that, in some small way, each time, they become friends. All right, John Norris.
Hello.
The heavyweight fight.
It's coming. It is coming. Gloves off.
Of craft brew in the capital region, and it's been tremendous.
Yes.
We borrowed. We took some talent and kind of ran with it ourselves. We localized a good idea.
We're all standing on the shoulders of giants in this business.
That's, and we're all friends.
Absolutely, too.
But did you imagine?
And we're both like 6'3", so.
Yeah. Did you imagine, this kind of took off?
Like
became its own thing.
Oh, my gosh. We've had a ton of votes put in. As of this morning, 4,043 votes have been cast.
We're not, if there's a miss, and I will share this, I will own this. We're going to make it a monster niche. Like, it was in our subscription at Insider. We've done some stuff in promos and stuff like that. Right. But, like, we didn't go full court press, like TikTok. And we're going to monster numbers next round.
I'm thinking, and comes the springtime, the early spring.
We want to go get basketball when lined up in the Final Four again?
Yes, March craziness, madness is copyrighted. You can't use that.
Yeah, but we'll have new brews, though, too.
Yes.
And that's kind of why this worked, right?
We've got 16. We started off with 16 in this one. Round one was Frog Alley against the Helderberg Mead Works and Wolf Hollow against the Great Sacandaga, Speckled Pig Brewing versus Druthers, Active Ingredient against Dancing Grain Brewing, Brown's Brewing versus the Whitman Brewing, Other One Brewing versus Old Claverack Brewing. Stump City Brewing versus Fiden's Brewing. The last one was Back Barn Brewing against the Warbler Brewery.
So that's when we opened the case
we tapped the keg.
The 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been strong the whole time.
Right through, all the way through. It's been fantastic. And it's going really well. I'm getting emails from loyal readers and I assume beer fans. And this is funny. A few weeks ago, after the first round, I went into my local branch of the bank I use. I don't want out the poor manager there because he's a beer aficionado, obviously. From across, he was sitting in the back of the lobby, and from across the room. Behind his desk, he looked at me. He stood up and pointed at me and said, "You're John Norris, right?" And I said, "Oh, darn, did I bounce a check?" He goes, "No, no, no." And he comes over and he says, and he just sticks his hand down. He says, "Thanks. Thank you so much." He goes, "I love the fact that you guys put together something that just fits our demo." What do you mean? just like creepy old guys?
Oh,
he's like, he just thanked me for it. Yeah, he's a guy about my age.
Yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s. And he just thanked me for that. And he said he looks forward to reading, what we do every week. That felt really good.
We say it all the time. I don't want the money. I want the credit. I'll still take the money.
Oh, yeah.
But the credit gets you through the long days.
Oh, yeah. And it just felt like I'd done something good. I don't know, whatever.
And for everybody who's listening, this is not the full-time gig. It's not pint size. It's not the full-time gig for John Norris.
No.
This is a value-added thing
mm-hmm.
that you do for the Gazette News Group.
Yes.
And it's paying off in spades or in hops.
Hops, spades, pints, all good.
Exactly. So we're down to it, right? We're down to the title fight.
That's it. At the very end, round two was we did the 16 down to 8, And then the final four, it was Wolf Hollow versus the Speckled Pig, two very solid contenders. And then there was Stump City Brewing up in Gloversville against Brown's Brewing. Now, Stump City's been around 4 or 5 years, 6 years tops, and real nice folks up there. They're, the hardworking folks. But Brown's Brewing has been around since 30, 35 years. And great folks there, too. But, they've got a history. That was round three. Now in the final, that was for the final four. But now for the finals, it's Wolf Hollow. They just beat out Speckled Pig. And believe it or not, Stump City, God bless these guys. They, the hard work and I can't believe it. They got a puncher chance.
and it would selfishly, we lucked into this, that it's two in our coverage area.
All right.
Leader Herald, is Stump City is out there in Fulton County. So that works for the Gazette folks. And then, Wolf Hollow down the road, which is theoretically Glenville, but a lot of people in Montgomery County, recognize it because of where it is.
But it still has a Schenectady zip code.
Yeah. We get enough emails on that. About,
exactly.
I live here and not there. And it's like, what's your mail say? But we get two locals.
Yeah.
And without giving anything away, it's neck and neck.
Yeah, it's very close.
To this recording, which we're doing Wednesday afternoon.
It is Wednesday.
And it is very close. So, again, you heard this earlier in the month. Every vote counts.
It totally does. I was surprised and happy for the folks over at Stump City. They beat again a titan. It was definitely David and Goliath.
It was
matchup there.
It was one of those. They came out of the. If we were to bracketize, we might do a bracket show.
Yeah,
we might have to do a video with the bracket show and do some graphics and stuff. For the spring scene,
we can
reveal the bracket.
We'll need to get to 64. Let's go 32.
I think we're going to go. We're still a small family newspaper.
Exactly.
So we're going to go 32. Because that way, I think 64, even in the craft beer trail.
Right. We'd have to go.
We did look at it because we had a lot of. Because the craft beer trail, the craft trail did include a lot of distilleries and things like that. So it would be really hard. So I think a solid 32. And then maybe do a reveal show.
Of the bracket.
Maybe in that case we'll. And again, we can do it just like the women's bracket, where UConn's always in the West bracket.
Yeah.
We don't care about we don't care about where we are geographically.
Right.
This worked for us.
Yes.
So we may do East and West. And do 32, do 16 and 16, bracket, and then come down, so you have 32 total, and then we do East versus West. We'll just somehow or another determine by coin flip which bracket you ended up in. But I think, I think out of this, what we got to ask our listeners, and also when you wrap this, as we'll follow up with the winners, is get those nominees in. Like, who needs to be in the bracket?
Let me tell you, the folks who... all the people who voted, their name is in the running for a $200 gift card from the winning brewery. So someone's going to get $200 from Wolf Hollow or from Stump City. That's a fantastic
and we're available.
Stocking stuffer.
We're available.
Oh yes, absolutely.
We're there for the party.
We can do a retest.
We can present the gift card.
Yes.
At the designated place, date, and time.
That'd be great.
Maybe even Newsy comes.
It almost sounds like we plan these things.
It's unbelievable. Like, Shen and I did our Stan and Shen Show podcast with Mopco. It was all about improv.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, so how much do you do about improv? I go, every podcast we do is improv. Shen came with notes on one podcast. I said, what are you doing? And it's just exactly how we're rolling with this. But this is
Well, I brought paper because
yes,
I couldn't
you got facts.
I couldn't remember.
You got
remember
John,
all the data.
John brought receipts.
Brought data.
So, I don't think obviously people are going to be not happy that their favorite didn't win, but I think we hit the top two.
Oh yeah, they're very nice.
I think I didn't see it coming.
No.
I thought there were some heavy hitters in there that got, I think there's an upset or two in there that I looked at and went, you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, so now these breweries are on notice.
Oh, these, I'm sure that these folks over,
you know, if you didn't make the, if you make the final four, you didn't make the top two, you know, we're here to help.
Absolutely.
You know, we have, we have space to run. Vote four.
Yes. And again, the folks over at Wolf Hollow in Stump City right now, I'm sure they're gonna keep, they're cleaning out their tanks and making sure the lines are clean, so that whoever goes in there gets a primo pint right now.
Primo pint. What? I just
copyrighted that. So
did you?
Trademarked.
I grabbed this for me for bite size, but it does fall around pint size just because I know your schedule and things like that. I haven't committed yet, but have you seen the craft beer advent calendar?
I saw that on TV, yeah.
So there's 24 beers,
mm-hmm.
and I think the only angst I saw in a comment was like, it's $150.
Okay.
All right. I'm like—
Yeah, but we can expense that. Right, John?
I'm like, okay, it's $150. It's 25 beers.
Yeah.
It's what you're going to— what? Yeah. This is not Taylor Swift tickets.
Those are retail beers. So.
It's like, we're not, you know, this isn't StubHub times six.
Mm.
You know, this is fair market price.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, Hickory Farms cheese is not inexpensive in those things that nobody eats. But I mean, this is something that everybody's going to try.
Yeah, yeah.
So we may have to look to expense that. I may have to fly that up the flagpole. And then we'll do a
pint size tasting. You know, sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Rita finds
out. But then out the money.
Yeah, if Rita finds it, you know, if Rita or Mary find out that we took a flyer on this one and, wanted to have a good time. Mm. Oh, yeah, I spent $150 on it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
We'd have to space it out, too, because we have to do like four beers a week.
And I don't feel like recording after five, no, or weekends.
Yeah.
We could just get a little mini fridge in the office here, put all 25 in there, and then you and I could have one or two beers while we're having.
That's half a year.
That's an idea.
It's like hot ones. Instead, you know, John, okay. I'm claiming this on the record right now. Daily Gazette's going to own this, dailygazette.com, John DeAugustine. We're going to get the paperwork in this afternoon. We're going to have cold ones. And so the hot ones where you do the hot wings and all the different hot sauces.
Oh, that's an idea.
We're going to do cold ones. And we're going to taste beer.
But there's the only thing is.
I love the name.
I like it a lot, too. Suppose we did it with.
We sleep as pint size too.
Or suppose we did it with increasingly higher level alcohol.
Yes. Yes.
So that ABV.
Yep.
Alcohol by volume. But so the first round, it would be just like an NA or not NA. Yeah. First round's an NA beer.
Yeah.
Too bad. And then the next round, it'll step up a little bit.
Cold ones, yeah.
And then by the time we're further along the rounds, maybe we're.
How funny are we
dropping a shot and a beer?
People think we're funny now.
Oh, they do.
Wait until after we're doing tastings.
Is it funny, ha-ha, or funny? No, it's okay.
No, it's.
I don't want to know.
It's both.
I don't want to know.
Funny, ha-ha, and funny, same. It's cold ones.
Yeah.
Launching 2026, Daily Gazette.
Cold ones.
Cold ones. Standin' Friends. This. Cold ones.
That could work nicely.
Huh. Get some sponsorships.
There we go.
Yeah.
InBev.
I think so. I think it's great. So we don't have favorites.
No.
We don't have favorites. But are we wrong to think like Stump City's the upset?
Oh, Stump City is an upset.
If they come away with the title.
Over Wolf Hollow? Absolutely. But I mean,
I've been to both.
So have I. Yeah.
I've been to both. And you know what's great? What's great about this inside baseball and stuff like that is fans – of both these breweries, these, and I say guys, is a generic term for all human beings are guys.
Small g guys.
Yeah. they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Wolfstock, and I go to Save a Stray, and I go to SPCA events. I go to kids events. I go to things like that. They are out in the community. And again, they're selling beer. We're selling newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The Y selling memberships. Everybody's selling something.
Yep.
But they're out there. And it's on the weekends. It's in the hot. It's in the cold. It's in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking time out of the box. They're out of the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
they're not serving there, and they're out making things happen. So, I mean, we couldn't have drawn this up better for either one. Huh. Do you have a favorite from each one? A favorite favorite beer you've had there? Favorite IPA or anything from both of them? I think
I've been all of them.
Yeah.
All the ones that we
did. That we did. So out of those two, is there anything that you remember that stood out? If you think about it, I'll tell my Wolf Hollow story.
Okay.
Wolf Hollow did a tasting. It was an event, and it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great event, and it might have been for dogs or something like that. And outside the brewery had beer. So you'd get a beer. You'd go outside. They would take a hot poker that was in the fire.
Mm.
They'd then insert it into the top of the beer, into the beer head,
mm-hmm.
and mix it around slowly. And it would conform the head of the beer into like a marshmallow type of melt malt. And it came from Germany. It changes the taste of the head of the beer, but you had a little bit of warm with the cold.
Wow.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's up on YouTube. I did a
That's
video
really
of it.
Cool.
And it changes the taste. And it's all the lore of this is that the Vikings in Europe, they want their beer warm.
Huh.
Well, here you are in Scandinavia, and it's only 5 degrees
exactly.
in the spring. So literally the beer would be too cold, and that's how it came about. But they take the hot skewer in to put that in to warm up the beer to what they are more accustomed to. But that's my Stump City story. Other than being like great in the community,
mm-hmm.
I love that. And I tell people that all the time about that cold beer becoming warm and just the head becomes like this marshmallow head. And everybody who tried it loved it.
Because my memory isn't what it used to be.
Okay.
I'm pulling up information about
your trip. So we're going to talk, what was one of your favorites at Stump City?
Stump City. I know that it's in a little part of Gloversville called Meeko, which I'd never heard of before, but it's Meeko, and I've lived here my whole life. Meeko, and they've got a Meeko Hazy IPA, or they call it the Adirondack IPA. Great beer, you know. They use three New York State produced hops. It's a great flavor. It's got a nice bite up front, and mellows right out nicely. It's a solid. It's got that solid IPA flavor that everybody likes.
And this, I think this makes, we may have to start calling, we're coming up with all new things on the podcast now. We go to the John Norris Power Rankings in craft brewing. The Meeko Hazy IPA comes in at 6.2 ABV.
Yes.
Alcohol by volume?
Alcohol by volume.
So that might be why it was like
Yes. But
it didn't hurt.
There's a person I know locally here.
Yeah.
It worked in this building, has a brewery.
Yeah.
He's got a 13.5%, which is like wine.
Yeah.
But 13.5%, it's a porter, I guess.
Beer. Isn't that like the Drunk Uncle or something like that?
It's similar.
It's got a great name. We're going to talk about for Father's Day because it's a relationship.
Right.
We'll bring that one up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up right now, though. It's called Husband Daycare.
Yes.
13.5%.
Husband in Daycare.
Husband Daycare.
Husband Daycare.
Very nice.
And that's our friends, the other one.
The other one brewing.
And Half Moon, who made it through the second round.
They beat Old Claverack.
Yeah, they made it through the second round. So that's great. That's great for family.
Absolutely.
All right. Now let's.
I know the folks over at Wolf Hollow, they're really good. Every beer they put out is a spot on version of what it's supposed to be. I think that's probably high praise.
I think so. And I know talking to them, and I just saw the registration come up for the New York State craft beer event and come out. So that's coming up in March. That's in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Wolf Hollow heavily invests in participating.
Okay.
And they've come up empty, so they're working on some things, trying to find the knowledge that what are people looking for and stuff like that. Okay. So hopefully that happens. But, I mean, they're trying, and their stuff is – and again, it is good.
It's good. They do a really good job there. I know one of my favorites that they came up with there, it's called the Year One Black Lager. It's a German Schwarz beer. It's toasty, chocolatey, and it's 8.2% ABV, which sounds a little foreboding, but it's a mellow beer. It's not thick and creamy, but it's kind of like a Guinness that's like a lager. It's not as thick as a Guinness. It's a good beer, though.
Okay.
And that's, you know, it's a black lager.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Black lager.
German.
But 8 point, again, the power rankings. Yes. Power rankings puts it up there.
Exactly.
On the cold ones.
Yes.
On the cold one power ranking, it comes in at an 8.2.
So that's a mid.
That's what we're going to do.
A mid-scale beer.
Yeah. So then like, we're launching this. We're gonna own this. We're going to own this, and we'll definitely be doing this.
Can we expense the fridge too?
We're working on it. Okay. We'll see what Black Friday brings at Best Buy.
Put half on yours, half on mine.
Nine, and then we'll get it past.
Under the radar screen.
We'll get it past the bank tellers and the house. Jeez. And go from there. So I'm excited. Great. I'm excited to see how this shakes out. So voting is available through
Saturday at midnight or Sunday, 12:01 p.m. or 12:01
p.m. So literally during the parade. As Shannon and I are on stage one.
People should be.
We will say, get on your phones right now.
Yes.
And vote.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That'd be nice.
We'll tell them. We'll tell them about it.
Maybe you have a huge QR code printed.
We could.
Hold it.
I may hold it up for the pod, because we're live streaming.
Yes, yes.
So we may direct them to the site. And I'll make sure.
Print a big QR code.
We'll get a QR code on there. We'll say, the QR code right down beneath us, like when somebody's missing, unfortunately. We'll have good news on the live stream, because it is the parade.
Absolutely.
But hey, you know what? Maybe we'll put the QR code out in front. We'll put it on the side of the truck carrying Santa.
It's an idea.
we'll just say vote and put the QR code there.
Voting for Santa,
and then just see what we're just going to drive traffic.
That's great.
That's we've got bonuses now. Michelle and John's going to say, pay the boys.
All this, or buy them the fridge.
Get the Advent.
Expense the suitcase.
We may have to do the Advent calendar as the power rankings. Because don't we want like the highest ABV to be like Christmas Eve?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 24th?
Yes.
Reed, I got expense 120. All right, John. Thank you so much.
You stand as always.
Thank
you
for putting this together. This was your idea.
Yep, pretty much.
I was all in and I did nothing. But I was there in spirit the whole time and I would have done anything you needed. But you did just such a great job working with the software that we have on hand and our systems and stuff. But, I mean, again, 4,000 votes. I mean, for this type of thing, I think is absolutely fantastic. And it's a credit to our readers and our listeners, our readers of Pint Size and our listeners of this podcast and things like that. So kudos to you. Mm. And we'll raise a pint.
Yes.
After the parade.
Absolutely. And possibly, we can – after you and I will do that. Not related to this, but just in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next day, we'll be able to celebrate someone getting a $200 gift card.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Wolf Hollow or Stump City.
I can't. We may have to videotape that call. We may have to put that. We may have to do it on the podcast. We may have to do it live.
Or
I got beeps because they got to be excited.
Exactly.
All right.
Cool.
So tune in next week, Stan and friends. We're gonna have some winners announced. We're gonna have some brewery winners. Hopefully we'll have some names available for broadcast. And then we will know, you and I will know, the proverbial launch party for the award winner.
Yes.
In an undisclosed location. Well, we'll know the location, but you and I will know.
The date and time.
We'll plan it out next year. So it'll be same pint-sized time. Same pint-sized date, same pint-sized time, like Batman.
Exactly, Bat Channel. Same Bat time, same Bat Channel.
All right, I'll see you next week.
Very good. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all of my friends, old and new, who have made this possible.
Thomas Demopoulos, journalist.
Ken Schatz, and host of the Parting Shots podcast.
John Norris, advertising guru at the Daily Gazette.
Rita Garrett-Hootie, a.k.a. Mrs. Stan or Stan's wife.
Until next time, be well.